This week, Parshas Balak, a phenomenal parsha, fascinating parsha, and a parsha that Be'ez Hashem should lead us into the auspicious 3 weeks that we're about to enter and give us the chizuk that's necessary for them. Balak requests from Bilam that he come and assist him in trying to fend off Klal Yisrael from entering into his land. He knew about Bilam, Chazal tell us, from having been both countrymen and residents in Midian. He also knew about him from what he had helped Sichon to attack and conquer originally Moav, so that Klal Yisrael would be able to take his land. And he tried to enlist the assistance of Bilam. As much as Balak hated Klal Yisrael, Bilam hated them more. And he was more than happy to come and assist with giving his klolos. And as we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayafach Hashem Nachos HaKlolos Livracha. Let's have a look at perhaps some of those, and look at some of the brachas, which in the end of the day were nevuos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them as nevuos, and they're for us to see what brachas we received, and to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and what we have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And we'll go right to the end. After Bilam has tried, Balak has tried to take him to this place, to the other place. Originally he took him to a place where he'll see only some of the people. Chazal tell us that was to see Sheva Don, to see the people who had been expelled by the Anani HaKovid. They were Ovid Avod Azara. Perhaps the Klola can be Chal through seeing the Bale Avera. And that didn't work, so he took him to a place where he would see everyone. And then the Torah tells us, Vayosha said, Amidbar Ponov. So he focused on the eagle that Klal Yisrael had served, and that didn't work either. And at the end, he tells, after Balak has told him, Barach lecha emekomecha, Omarti kabed achabedcha, I said I would honor you, v'hinei menuacha Hashem mikabedti, you're talking about you're only in the hands of Hashem, I'm sorry my friend, but Hashem has withheld you from any cover that you may have potentially received. And Bilam's response is, v'ato, posuk at shemi, hinini holech le'ami, I'm going to my people. I'm going to advise you what these people are going to do to your nation. And asks the Chasam Sofer, Rashi says that I'm going to give you advice how you can be machshel them. But you should know, I'm going to tell you as well, as it says, they will crunch and crush the peripheries of Moab and into their main cities. I'm going to tell you how that's going to happen. How is that a lead on from what's being said so far? What is he telling him about Achris Hayomim? Why is that important over here? Says the Chasam Sofer, what Bilam had realized was that originally he had gone and he had looked at Klal Yisrael to try and see the Ovid Avodah Zarah, maybe I can get my Klala to filter in, to seep in, perhaps, through that crack of the Ovid Avodah Zarah, the Sheva Don. He took him to see those who were at the western side of the camping of Klal Yisrael, and he didn't allow him to look on the eastern side to see where Moshe Rabbeinu was, where Yisachar were, where Yehuda was, those who were teaching Torah, those who were the ones who were dovot to Knusha. That Balak didn't allow Bilam to see. And he didn't see them all Sheikhin Lishvatov at that point. That didn't work. So he thought, you know what? Let's not just look at some of them being Ovid Avodah Zarah, but let's look at the national Avera of the Eagle. And perhaps the national Avera of the Eagle will be sufficient for my Klara to be Chal. But that didn't work either. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them that Klal Yisrael, yeah, you're right, they were Ovid Egel, but you know they've spent 40 years in the Midbar doing tshuva for the Egel, doing tshuva for the Meraglim, having been Mekabel Yisurim, u'bemokim shebaalei tshuva oimdim in tzadikim gurim mecholim lamed. And therefore, now that they've received their retribution for what they had done by the Egel, now that they've received their onesh for what has been happened by the Meraglim, they are now b'makim shebaalei tshuva oimdim in tzadikim gurim mecholim lamed. And you can try as hard as you want to try and put a claw on them, but they are far above that, and you're not going to be able to attack them. And therefore comes along Bilam and says, I realize that this nation are ones who are put through trials and tribulations. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets them through certain amount of golos and through a certain amount of yisurim. The purpose of that is that they should come out meritorious at the end. And that will happen. And at the Achris HaYomim, what's going to happen is, I'm going to leicho yotcho, asher yaseh ha'om hazeh la'amcho b'Achris HaYomim. This nation, you may be able to put them in golos, you may make them subservient to you, you may be able to torment them and put them through the trials and tribulations of golos. But be known to you that in exactly the same way that up until now my klala has not been able to be chal, my klala hasn't had where to fall on them, because these are people who've been through Yisurim and people who've been through Tzoros, and they were mekabel it on themselves, and therefore they were now b'mokim shel tzadik, the tzadik and gemurim einam yicholim la'amod. So too you should know, by the end of their golos, they will be at that point where afilu tzadik and gemurim einam yicholim la'amod. Says the Chasam Sofer, u'mishum hochi, Dalud Tzomos, the four fasts that we fast because of the Geul of the Churban, Yishapchu l'sosein u'l'simcha, they will change, and that's what he meant. I'otzcha, I want to tell you lahachdiyom v'yipnu mehem l'fisha. I'll give you an etzah that you can make them do averus, but it'll only make that some of them will fall l'fisha. Klal Yisrael will never fall into oblivion, and they will never be bale avera ad hasof, because they'll go through Golus. You may be machshel them in an avera, they'll get the oynish for it, then you'll rule over them, that'll be the oynish. And that's the Golus that we have been through, is because, yes, Klal Yisrael, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the kindness that we say, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the slichus that we say, this is the resulting from the fact that we deserve to be banished from Eretz Yisrael. We deserve to be put into golos, but we've received that onus. And we're now, Klal Yisrael is in a position where we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are Bali Tshuva. And therefore it's time for us to be able to go, U'mochatz pas emoel. In fact, the Chasam Sofer says very interestingly, at the end of this week's parasha, when he speaks about the last pasuk in the Haftarah, Micha, Perek Vav, Pasuk Ches, Higed Lecha Odom Matoiv. Tell to a person what's good. Uma Hashem Dorish Mimcha. What is the Eibush seeking from us? Ki Masois Mishvot Avas Chesed Matzni Alech Asim Elokecha. We normally take that to mean, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires from us, that He wants us to be doing, Asois Mishvot, Avas Chesed, and Matzni Alech Asim Elokecha. Doing what's just, doing Gimilus Chasadim, Chasam Sofer takes a slightly different slant on this, and he says that this is actually a tochacha to people in Klal Yisrael. He says it's known that Nevi'ei Sheker would go and prophesy and rebuke Klal Yisrael and give them retribution about Dvarim Shemein Adam Lechavir. But Dvarim Shemein Adam Lamokim they would leave aside, and they had an ulterior motive for that. The Dvarim Shemein Adam Lechavir, they thought, look, even if it doesn't work for Yenem, or at least his friend will feel good that I'm telling him he should be doing chesed for his friend. I'll have some followers by the end. But they were worried and wary, or they are worried and wary, about speaking about doing things which are ben adon lamokin. Because they may have no followers, they may have no listeners, and therefore they refrain from it. So he says, Higid lecha adam atoiv. They'll go and tell, do you know what people think is good to say? Asois mishvot, avas chesed. But when it comes to speaking about ben adon lamokin, they keep very, very private about im elokecha, about being one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said that has to change. The Nobi is telling us, no, we've got to speak about bin Adam Lamokim as well. Hence,
he's saying this is what the Nevi'ei Sheker say.
The Nevi'ei Sheker would say, just speak about Asois Mishma and Avas Chesed. And Hatznei Alechas, they keep Mitznius, Leches im Hashem Lekecha. That we have to change. So let's speak a little bit about Al Ben Odom Lamokim as well. Chasam Sofer early on in the parasha tells us, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says, Kol Bisha Sheyachovin Lachavin Bebilom Uvabolok Yecholin Lachshu V'Lachshu Deisom. anything that we can think bad, that Bilam and Balak thought to do, say, or curse Klal Yisrael, is correct to think. And therefore he says from Rabbi Kivego, who quoted in the name of Yisrael, Chassam Sofer, who would quote from an Ish, Goyin V'Kodesh, who would quote from a Sefer, Chesed La'Avram, who said that in every year we know we have 354 days. 132 of those days are days where we do not say Tachnu. And 222 of those days we do say Tachnun. The 132 days where we don't say Tachnun are Yemei Rachamim. The 222 days where we do say Tachnun are Yemei Din. And Balak wanted that Bilam should go and curse Klal Yisrael. And those 132 days which are Yemei Rachamim, transfer them to becoming Yemei Din. And keep those 222 days of Yemei Din as Yemei Din. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mahapich every Klal to a Brocha, and retained every bracha remaining as a bracha. Hence, the 132 days of Yemei Rachamim remained Yemei Rachamim, and the 222 days of Yemei Din were transferred into being Yemei Rachamim as well. He says, Lokoiv, Oivai Lekachticha. Came along Balak and he said to Bilam, Lokoiv, Gematria 132. 132 days of Yemei Rachamim, I brought you to make those into the Yemei Din. Not only did you remain those as Yemei Din, but you didn't change, you didn't also make the Yemei Rachamim, not only did you not transfer the Yemei Rachamim to be Yemei Din, you didn't make the Yemei Din stay as Yemei Din, and you transferred them to being Yemei Rachamim as well. Lokoiv, the 132 days that I wanted you to transfer to Yemei Rachamim, you didn't do. And that's what I brought you here for, to transfer those to Yemei Din. And the Yemei Din should have left. He went and you benched the Borech, the 222 days, the Gematria Borech, 222, you changed those to be Yemei Rachamim as well. What's so special about the Yemei, the Tachnon of Yemei Rachamim, and the other Yemei Rachamim? The truth is, it's perhaps intrinsically connected with the Yomim that we are going to go through now. There's a Gemara in Bechoras Daf Ches, a well-known story of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani, who challenged the Sabbe de Beatuna, the wise men of Athens. He was sent by the Roman Emperor to show Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani. Omale Kisan Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani, Bechoras Daf Ches on the base. You're an intelligent man. How many years is the Yemei Ibur of a Nochosh? Omale Leshev Shani. He said it's 7 years. So the emperor asked him, the Sabbath Be'atuna, they mated two snakes and they gave birth after three. So he said, no. Hanum Yabra Avamei Kora Dalet Shin. They took an already 4 year pregnant snake. Ah, he says, but it normally doesn't mate. An animal doesn't mate once it's already carrying and it's pregnant. So no, snakes are different. So he told him, "Inu nami misham shikadam." So the emperor said to him, "The wise men of Athens, they're wise people. How can you say that you know better?" So the Mishra ben Hananya, "Anon hakimin minayu. We're cleverer than them." Said the emperor, "If you reckon you're cleverer, then go and challenge them in a debate. Win that debate and bring them back here." So Rabbi Shimon ben Hanani said, "Okay, how many of them are there?" So he said, "There's 60 of them." So he said, "Fine. Build me a ship that has in it 60 compartments, and in each compartment there are 60 benches. When that's ready, I'll go and fetch them for you." The emperor didn't waste any time in getting a ship built with 60 compartments, 60 benches in every compartment, and Rabbi Shimon ben Hanani set sail for Greece. And he went into Athens. And the Gemara relates a whole story how he had to find the concealed residence, or halls of residence, the concealed place of the wise men of Athens, which he found. And then there was a whole tachbula of how to get in, and he managed to get in. And when he arrived, they were sat there, the achzorim, gemurim, they would want to kill any person that came in there, so they had the elderly people sitting on a higher tier. Sorry, he had the younger people. Ashkach Yinuki Mil'el. He found the younger people sitting on the higher tier, and the older people sitting on a lower tier. What was their objective? That if someone would come in and you would greet the people on the lower tier, they'd say, Yochai and Misa, you should have greeted the people on the higher tier. People are more choshev, sit higher up. If they would greet the people on the higher tier, they would say, you're going to get killed. You should have greeted the older people. People who are older are more choshev than younger. Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya walks in, sees the situation, assesses it, chaps exactly what's going on, and he said, Shalom Aluchu, peace is to all of you. What are they going to do with him now? So they said to him, what do you do? May avi d'teich. Amalu, ano chakimo di Yehudoi. I am the wise man of Klal Yisrael. The wise man of Klal Yisrael. And that's what he was. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us that after he was nifted, they were worried who would challenge, who would rebuttal the challenges, to which we were told that once he is dead, they wouldn't have the chokhmah to challenge us anymore. And he said, I've come to learn chokhmah from you. They said, well, listen, let's have a challenge. And there seems to be a whole futile conversation that goes on between them. It's needless to say that if the Gemara quotes it, and Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya was having this with people who are called Chakima, who were people who are taka wise, that there was obviously these conversations were laced with venom of the Umos HaOlam against Klal Yisrael, trying to show that Klal Yisrael are no longer the Am HaNivchar, even if perhaps they were never. It's certainly now they no longer are, and they don't have the right to have what they have, and they don't have the right to come to have the Shaykhs with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya rebutted every single one of them. They asked many different questions. One of the questions that they asked was, amongst them they asked, how do you preserve salt? So he responded with a placenta of a mule. A mule is a sterile animal, so we'll never have a placenta. And one of the things they were saying is, you reckon that you are the ultimate preserved nation, that you'll never lose your preserved connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, you seem to have gone off. You seem to have gone sour, so how are you preserving yourselves? And his response was with the shilu de kudnaisa, the placenta of a mule. What is a mule? It's the offspring of a crossbreed between a horse and a donkey. And he said that's what happens when you crossbreed Kedusha of Klal Yisrael with the Tumah of Umos HaOlam, then you get to a sterile being. You won't have the placenta of a mule. And that's how we maintain ourselves. That's how we've maintained our keshav with our Kadosh Baruch Hu throughout. Another thing they did, they brought out two eggs. And they asked him which one is from a black hen, and which one is from a white hen. To which he brought out two pieces of cheese, and he asked which one is from the white goat, and which one is from the black goat. Says the Maharsha, there are two times in the year that we have a set of 21 days. We have a set of 21 days beginning with Shivas of Tammuz, culminating with Tisha B'Av. We have a set of 21 days, beginning with Rosh Hashanah, culminating with Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, intrinsically connected with one another. In fact, the Medrashim on Meduyek, there's a Yalkut Shimoni and a Medrash in Eicha, which imply that the Yom HaDin was meant to have been in Tammuz. And subsequent to Klal Yisrael being over the Egel Azov, that was deferred for 3 months. The Yom HaKadosh should have been, the Yom Kapara should have been on the 10th of Av, and that was also deferred. And Tammuz, Av, and Elul should each have had a Yom Tov. One, the Yom Tov of Yom Hadin, one, the Yom Tov of Yom Slicha v'Kapara, and one, the Yom Tov of Sukkos. And Shemini Atzeres was to be the Yachag Bifnei Atzmei of Tishrei. And resulting from Klal Yisrael serving the Eagle, they were all deferred. But we still have these days which are poignant days, days of tremendous meaning, and days where Tefillah has tremendous significance. And they were trying to tell him, look, you go on your days of between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and you think you've got closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've got 21 other days of dire straits where you see what's happened and befallen to you, Klal Yisrael, calamities over the millennia that have happened in every single year, or in every century of every millennia, whether it was pogroms, whether it was expulsions, whether it was the world wars, whether it was the Churbonos of the Bate Mikdash, it all happened in this time. And you reckon you still are those 21 days, you can still get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the difference between these 21 days? And the truth is, these are two sets of 21 days. They both produce results. They both produce the cheese or the eggs. They both produce results. And you may not know which one they come from, but they both produce results. Two different types of Hanhoga of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One Hanhoga is the Hanhoga of Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. It's apparent, we feel it, we feel the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel how he's calling out to us. We don't feel that in these 21 days. It's days of Hesteponim. But we should know that in days of Hesteponim, there's a tremendous Kirva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to us. In exactly the same way that the Kruvin, when Me'urim Zebozeh, when the Ummas Olam came in, when the tormentors of Kavis came into the Beis HaMikdash, and that Chazal tell us the reason for that is, because there's no bigger expression, or there's no bigger emotion of Ahava than at the time of separation. And that's what Klal Yisrael has for us. That's what Klal Yisrael has from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In these days, these 21 days between Hashanah Rabbah, between Shiva Asav V'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, which are days of Hester upon him, are the days where we can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where we can remind ourselves of the chatoim that we did, and like Bilam saw, that we were chayzer b'tshuva from them, and in tzaddikim gemurim yicholim la'amid, in our mechitza when we're able to do that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that for us. As I think it was the Magid said, Rav loch sheves be'imek habacha. There's a lot to be gained sitting in this valley of tears in these 3 weeks. It's a time perhaps of Hester upon him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has had to hide himself away, has had to give us the Yisurim so that we should come back to him. Oh, but oy, does he want us to come back to him? And during these days, that's the time when we can find our way back.
So,
the Marsha on this Gemara. You know, I once heard from a Choshu Rosh Yeshiva that a guy can't appreciate the Hanoah Yid has on a Monday or Thursday morning when the Chazan says, HaMavorech Yisamo Yisroel Basholem Yiskadal V'Yiskadal Shmei Rabo. A guy just will never understand and appreciate that Hanoah. Now, the Halacha we know, Mishavur tells us the Chazan should avoid going to Shul during the days because he's mafsi people from saying Tachanun. What does that mean? How is he mafsi people from saying Tachanun? After Klal Yisrael was sent into Golus, we know the Romans put Klal Yisrael on ships. They put many of Klal Yisrael on ships. Famously, there's a famous kinnah about the children that were put on ships and they were sent off to Rome with the intention of using them for promiscuous acts, and they gave up their lives at sea. There were other ships that were pushed out to sea or tugged out to sea and then left to wander on their own, the limited amount of food and supplies. No one on there who was able to navigate that ship. They were left, hidden on it. One of those ships ended up docking or running aground by a particular country. People were taken off that ship, and as refugees, they were taken into an enclosure and interrogated, and found out who they were. That these were people who had been sent. This is written by the Rishonim. Abu Dram is one of the, in his sefer, where he writes about tefillah, discusses this, and they were taken by the emperor and closed in, and it was known that these were people who had escaped from what had happened in Eretz Yisrael. What had happened by the Churban. These were people who want Sfinas Goylas Yerushalayim. They came to Memsheles Hegemon Echod, and he said to them, I've heard that you claim to you're the Jewish people. You have a tradition that you had three people, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who went into a furnace of fire. You have Avraham Avinu who went into a furnace of fire. I want three of you to enter into a furnace of fire. You survive, I know you're real. You don't survive, you all die. And they asked for 3 days. 3 days to daven, 3 days to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they taka fasted and daven for 3 days. And this was to prove that they were taka from Klal Yisrael. Abu Dram actually says he gave them 30 days. And towards the end of those 30 days, there was a Zokin who had a dream. Some say it was one of those three that was going to be chosen to walk through the fire, some say it was others. He had a dream, and in his dream he was told there's a pasuk that has twice the word ki and three times the word loy. That's the information he had in his dream. And he was none the wiser. But he came to the Chachamim and he told them, I had a dream that there's a pasuk which has twice the word ki and three times the word loy. And they were told, he was told by those who knew that there's one pasuk in Tanakh that has that. Kisavoy ba'mayim itcha'oni. Ubanahoros lo ishtafua. Kiselech b'moyeish lo isikove. Ulehove lo isivavo. Twice the word ki and three times the word loy. And in the center of that pasuk, ki seilech b'moyeish, when you'll walk inside fire, loy sikove bo, you will not be burnt, you will not be singed by it. And they took that as a message, as a simon min hashamayim, that they would succeed. And either, I think it was he was sent as one of those three, and as they approached the fire, they saw in front of them three tunnels. I'm not sure if the others saw it, but they saw it, and they walked through those three tunnels, and they survived. Those three Zakenim, when they came out, composed the tefillah. They composed the tefillah of Ohu Rachum that we say on a Monday and a Thursday. And each of those Zakenim composed the tefillah. That tefillah that we say is a compilation of the three tefillahs put together. Each one, the first one, he began his, they each begin and end with the word Rachum. The first one began with Vehu Rachum, the second one began with Ono Keil Melech Rachum Echanun, and the third one, In Komoich Echanun Verachum. And they each end with Rachum. So the tefillah that we say on a Monday and Thursday is not only a tefillah and a bakasha and a collection of psukim asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachum Echanun, but it's also a tefillah sehidah that we give every Monday and Thursday thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine those people. They've just been sent from Yerushalayim and pushed out to sea on a ship. Sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there any bigger hest upon it? And they get sent, and finally this ship, which isn't being navigated by anyone, ends up on dry land. And they're taken off by the ruler, and they say, you're Jews? Well, we're going to see if you're Jews, we're going to see if you're real. Three of you have to enter into a fire. Is there any bigger hest upon it? They've just survived, they've arrived at dry land. No. And they're given 30 days to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that hest upon him, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, the hest upon him is, I'm hiding myself away, like a parent who hides himself away, because they want the child to come back. And Klal Yisrael came back in those 30 days. A small group of Klal Yisrael. But the whole of Klal Yisrael today says that tefillah. Every Monday and every Thursday. And it's taka a hefsed not to be able to say it. A tefillah where we can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even the biggest of hester, sent away, banished from Eretz Yisrael, put out to sea to be wrecked, arriving on a land and then being honed into a certain place and trying to prove who we are. But then they survived with tremendous nisim, a chaloim. And Tucker, three people going through the Kibshon HaEish, like Hanani Mishav HaZariah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us that he's not going to forsake us. He's never going to forsake us. And in fact, it's lessons like that that we see throughout every single day of our lives, and throughout everything that we learn. And Rabbeinu Bachai is a massive taina on Bilam.
Why does the Chassan stop us saying that? You know, I see a question at the beginning.
Why does?
How does the Chassan stop us saying that?
Stop.
Oh,
it seems to be that sort of simcha of Klal Yisrael when he's there, in his presence, because he's got, because he's like a melech, so when he's present, he mustn't say it. So Bilam's been, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him one time, you're not going. Tells him a second time, no, if you're going to gain from it, you can go. Aber leich itom, not imam, not im. Bilam still goes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends this grobber goy, this Sinai Yisrael for hundreds of years already. He was one of the advisors of over 250 years ago to Paro. Perhaps, according to Shlach HaKodesh, he was even Lavan. This aged hater of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him a Malach of Rachamim. L'soton lo, to impede him on the Derech. And if the Amish is going to do that for that type of person, he's going to do it for every single one of us. And then his Chamor speaks to him. He still goes. They kill his chamor. He doesn't have a chamor to ride on. And he always was with it, in every sort of way. He has nothing to be with anymore. Says the Ben Ishchai, Hoyo Ro'ui Bilam Sheyisma Ba'Pele Agodol Azeh Shel Dibur Ha'Osoi. Bilam should have been astounded by this phenomenal experience of his animal talking to him. And he should have been shocked into realization that there's a Rabbeinu Shleilam from what has happened to him, like everyone saw. He should have thought and been perceptive. Aval, mitoich achzori yusoi, from his cruelty, v'roi ativo, and his evil nature. And because of his deep desire to go and curse Klal Yisrael, he took this in a way of, okay, that's happened. Wasn't dispelled from anything. He starts to converse with the donkey as if it's his mate. And what about the people with him? So the Ben Ishchai, so the Rabbeinu Bachai wants to suggest maybe they were ahead, they didn't actually hear it. Maybe it was a nevuah, so only the Navi, Bilam saw it, but they weren't with him. Because if they would have seen it, there's no doubt someone there would have had a shtickel seichel and either left Bilam or shocked him into realization. No one realizes. No, the Mistama they didn't see. The Ben Ish says, the Rabbeinu Bachai, it's not possible they could have seen and understood what was going on over here. Bilam! It's only because he was evil, because he had an evil nature, he was cruel, and he had a terrible desire to go and curse Klal Yisrael. But if not for that, we have so many times a day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending us messages, whether it's in what we learn, whether it's in what we do, whether it's in the Hamechim Mitzalei Gover, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us messages. The Siyata Dishmaya that we have, that he sends them to us the whole time, Be'ez Hashem, we should be able to try and read them. And the truth is, at the end, Bilam did come to a little realization, a little of something, because he does say, "Mimono afayakov umispar es reva Yisrael, tomus nafshi mois yeshorim, usi achrisi kamoim. Halavai, I will die like the yeshorim of Klal Yisrael, and I should have an end like them." Sedor achaim hakodesh elu divrei atzmei veloy divrei ruach hakodesh. The Rachaim HaKodesh says these are Bilam's own words. They're not Ruach HaKodesh. They're words of Torah, but they're not Ruach HaKodesh. This wasn't a Nevuah. What did he want? He says the Rachaim HaKodesh in one of his explanations, he wanted Shebehagio Eliyem Amisa, that just before he dies, Yetiv Derocha Mimasa Roim Tiva Isom, that from his despicable acts and his evil deeds, he should become better just before he dies. If they knew they could do tshuva and immediately die, they would do tshuva. They say they know about themselves that they can't retain and remain on their level of tshuva for an extended period of time. Because the Yitzhar has got them in his trap. But he wanted to die like Yeshorim. And says the Rachaim HaKadosh, this is what Bilam realized. I can't live like that my whole life, but at least I should die like that. The Chizkuni, the Bali Tosfos, actually, the Bali Tosfos, when they bring this pasuk, they say, "Tomus nafshi mois yeshorim, mikan tshuva leminim, zichram leavodim." They should remember to perish. And he argues, the Bali Tosfos do not agree. Or should we say that Rachaim HaKadosh doesn't agree with the Baalei Tosfos? The Baalei Tosfos say, "Shari Baruach HaKadosh Hayo Oimer Devaro V'Ka'oma Sheyei Sofek Yisrael." He said, "I want to have my end to be like Klal Yisrael," which he wouldn't have. Or we say the Baalei Tosfos, what we see from here is Alma Yesh Takana LiYisrael LaAchris. There's not a single Jew that's going to be left behind. Every single Yid is going to have a Takana, come what may. The Rabbeinu Shem is going to make sure that happens, because the Rabbeinu Shem is not going to let one of us be lost. What purification process we'll have to go through for that, and Tov Ma'at Yisurim in this world from all the Yisurim of Gehenna? Oh, but we'll get there. And Shubu Masim Tovim, Torah Masim Tovim Kisvis Bifnei Apuronus. And we'll get there, because that's the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. The love of the Rabbeinu Shalom for Klal Yisrael has never changed. Lo Hibit Ovin B'Yakov, Lo Yom Ro'om B'Yisrael. Hashem Elekov, Imo Yusruas Melech Boi, Truas from Loshen Reyus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviochel is like our friend, and he will not let a single Yid go. And he'll keep sending us those messages. Mitoich Hesteponim will still get messages. The Hesteponim is a message. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send us that message again and again and again. And we, Beis Hashem, should have Siyata Dishmaya to find those messages, to see those messages, to read those messages, and to use those moments of inspiration. Tfilis that we have, the stories behind those tfilis. So every Monday and Thursday when we say that we'll rachum for a stop, we'll stop a second and we'll think, this is an opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even in the Hesteponim, if we go towards him, then he will respond. Because that's what he's waiting for. And Be'ez Hashem, in these coming 3 weeks, we shouldn't have them. And Yohan Novi should come to be Mevaser of the Geula. And we should taka know that we are getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But before that, what's he going to come and do? And Yohan Novi is going to come and make sure that he's going to want to come and see that we're learning Torah. That we're learning more Torah. And that we're learning Torah and we're teaching it and we're responding with that Torah. So that's what we've got to do. And we're getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether that's Tefillah, whether that's Torah, whether that's seeing the messages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'siyata D'shmaya, that should make that taka, we should get back Tammuz to being a time where we can have a Yom Adin, which is taka positive for Klal Yisrael. We should be able to have Av, which is a Yom Slicha V'Kapara, that's positive for Klal Yisrael. We should be able to have all the Yomim Tovim, that should be Ne'pach, and that taka, like Bilam Marosho said, that at the end, it's taka going to be Ba'achris HaYomim, where we'll change the four fasts that we're fasting because of the fact that we're in Golos. Those will be changed to the fact that we should be able to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us that Siyata Dishmaya, and we should have that the Ashiyase Eschem, Ashiyase Omazela Amcho Ba'achris HaYomim, what we should be able to do in the end of days to all these nations that have tormented us. We should see the Geula, we should see the Yeshua personally, nationally, and we should be Zoche to Mashiach Tzikeinu B'mehir V'Yameinu Amen.